Listen to him in verses 7 and 8. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You and I have an old nature, and that old nature is a spiritual communist. And this demolishes, I think, any theory that there's a divine spark in man and that somehow or other he has a secret bent for God. The truth is that man is the enemy of God. He's not only dead in trespasses and sins, but he's active in rebellion against God. Now, he'll even become religious in order to stay away from the living and true God in the person of Christ. Man in his natural condition, if taken to heaven, would start a revolution and he'd have a protest meeting going on before the sun went down. Jacob in his natural condition engaged in a wrestling match. He did not seek it, and he fought back when God wrestled with him. And it wasn't until he yielded, it wasn't until he turned it over that he won, my friend. Anything that the flesh produces is not acceptable to God. The so-called do-gooder today, the civilization, the culture, man's vaunted progress, all are a stench in the nostrils of God. The religious work of church people done in lukewarmness of the flesh make Christ ill at heart. I wonder if we are willing to accept God's estimation of our human boasting. My friend, this is a terrible picture of man, but it's accurate. But there is deliverance in the Spirit of God. And are you willing, friends? Are you willing to turn it over to the Spirit of God and quit trusting that weak, sinful nature that you have? That's the question. Now I come to verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Now, this if here, this first if, is actually not in the original. Paul is not casting a doubt over the Roman salvation. They are saved. But what he's saying, and let me give you my translation, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God really dwells in you. That's the real test. But if anyone has not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. That's the test. And Paul could even say to the Corinthians, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? That's 1 Corinthians 6:19. And when Paul went over to Ephesus that first time, and these people were saying they were Christians, he missed something. He asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit? Not after, but when you believed. And they said, we don't even know what you're talking about. He said, then what was your baptism? It was unto John. And John's baptism was just to repentance. It was not to faith in Jesus Christ. And he began to preach Christ to them. Then they received the Holy Spirit, my friend. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And that's the real test today. Do you love him? Do you want to serve him? Is that the thing that's in your mind and heart? Are you in rebellion against God?